You might think that Bo Blankenship has adopted the mentality of Rocky Balboa in his bid to go from undrafted and seemingly unwanted rookie free agent to the Jaguars roster. It seems logical, but the former Ohio star has his feet firmly on the ground. He's focused on the little things he can control and not that big decision which he can't.
Trying to learn the playbook, trying to have it down, you know, perfect, trying to keep my body healthy. Really just know the playbook, know my assignment, and be able to execute it. And that's really what I'm trying to do.
Blankenship showed up a few weeks ago as just another name on the list of players who didn't even earn a call from an NFL team on draft weekend. He was a tryout player who hoped to rise to the status of undrafted rookie free agent with a strong showing. Mission accomplished.
I knew coming in I was confident that I could play, and I just needed them, you know, to be able to see it. And so, you know, I was hoping I'd get a call back, but they did the deal right after practice.
Anyone who's watched the Bobcats play the last few years could have told you the kid can play. He once carried the ball 43 times for 269 yards against UMass. And forget the 5'9" thing. He isn't scared to be one of the smallest guys on the field with the ball in his hands. He's not as outspoken as the guy who once wore 32 in Jacksonville and who would never let his size slow him down. But he has the same approach and appreciates how Maurice Jones-Drew set the stage for runners who don't meet the height and weight protocols of the NFL.
You know, growing up, I was always watching him because he was a shorter guy, and I've always tried to watch shorter backs. And I do draw some inspiration from that.
Blankenship grew up in central Oklahoma, where people own a common-sense approach to life, and a man is judged by his work ethic, not his potential. So it's no surprise that his approach to the game is, and always has been, about doing whatever he could to overcome the obstacles in his path.
You know, even going through high school, getting recruited, you know, being short, being white, you know, it's been kind of a difficult road. I was hoping this road would be easier. You know, I was blessed to have a decent college career, so I was hoping this road would be a little easier, but, you know, just some more challenges that I'm, you know, willing to face.
One thing's for certain, he can learn the playbook until he can recite it backwards and in his sleep, but it doesn't matter if he doesn't master the art of playing special teams. He'll need to play like former Jaguars special teams ace Montel Owens did back in the summer of 2006 when he made the roster as an undrafted rookie.
Sometimes I'll dream about, you know, games and stuff like that, but I, you know, be studying at night or something, and I'll, you know, I won't think specifically about, you know, playing a game right now. I'm thinking about assignments and making plays and practice and stuff like that. I'm not, you know, is that my ultimate goal, is to be making plays on that field? Yes. But I'm not so focused on that right now. I'm just focused on getting better in the here and right now.
For now, he remains a long, long shot to be here in September. But he appreciates the opportunity and likes the way Gus Bradley runs the operation. So he feels as if he gives his best, he'll get the best shot he can. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.